Hi and welcome to Module 3, and welcome to your first class in Module 3 today, which is about awakening and opening your heart energy. So all of Module 3 is about being guided from within and tapping into the different energy centers in our body and the energy in our lives, the universe, to help guide us and lead us through our lives. So we're being guided by our intuition, our heart, and our higher selves rather than just our mind. We've spent a lot of time in this course talking about the mind, and now we're going to dig deeper into some of the other energy centers and the other places that you can be accessing guidance and wisdom and support, and ultimately surrendering the mind to these other energy centers, to these other parts of you, so that you can be led to what is truly right for you and create a life that feels deeply fulfilling to you as well. So as I said, today's class is all about heart energy. And here's what we're going to be covering. We're going to talk about the importance of keeping your heart energy open and letting love flow through you freely. We're going to talk about how to work through some of the self-protective patterns. I really wanted to dive into this in the class today because so many of us have our hearts being closed and closing off because of past experiences, and we have built self-protective armor around our hearts. And a lot of this comes from being a very sensitive person. I imagine you are a sensitive. If you're in this course, you probably have a very big, loving heart. You probably care a lot about people. You're probably very generous and a big giver in a lot of ways. And when we're like that, we can have experiences in our lives sometimes where we have shared our love, shared our heart, given in big ways, but not received what we wanted, or in fact have been hurt or rejected or abandoned, whatever's happened in return. And that can cause us sensitive beings to really shut down and close down our heart. So I want to talk about that today because you want a free flow of love and heart energy moving through you. We're going to talk about the healing power of forgiveness, vulnerability, and how to balance giving and receiving. Very important to be having all of that in place to help the heart energy be open and feel safe and feel supported. We're going to talk about how to support the heart through strong boundaries, speaking your truth and living in your power. The having your power center turned on, being in your power, having boundaries, speaking your truth, standing up for yourself is 100% necessary to support the heart. And then we're going to talk as well about how to embody more of your heart energy and let it guide your life, because we want that ultimately to be guiding you rather than your mind. That is 100% my intention. Okay. So, at the moment, just think about and reflect about, and I haven't asked this in the workbook because there were so many questions I could have got you to explore in this workbook, and I just had to only pick a few, but I'll give you a lot of other things to reflect on and journal through in the class today. But how do you feel about your heart energy? How connected do you feel to it? Do you feel like it is an energy that is very active and present? Do you feel like it really does guide you? Do you feel safe following your heart, being in your heart, expressing what's in your heart? How do you feel about that energy? And as we're talking today through this class, I want you to be bringing your attention to this part of your body, your heart center. And as I'm talking with you now, I'm feeling my heart center begin to get activated. And what does it feel like when your heart center is activated? I feel a warmth and an openness and a glow in this heart space part of my body. And maybe you're just going to start bringing awareness to that part of your body, to that energy in the center of your chest as we're moving through this class. But one of the main intentions of this course, I've said this before, and one of the main intentions of this, of Module 3, is to be letting love be the guiding force in your life, awakening more of the presence of love and letting it guide your choices, your thoughts, your decisions, how you're showing up, how you're interacting with people, how you're interacting with yourself. And the heart is one of the main sources of love. It really is the energy center in our body that governs the flowing of love, the giving and receiving of love, our ability to feel and experience love. And when we're not connected to that part of our body, of ourselves, we can feel very disconnected from love. So when you start to awaken more of your heart energy, a couple of things happen. First of all, you start to choose to let love guide all your choices, as I've been saying. So this means when it comes to making any choice, you are choosing to make that from the space of love. You're choosing to have love be the intention behind it. And this is where some decisions can be difficult, because it may mean saying no to something that makes sense, that makes other people happy, but saying yes to something that in your heart you know is right, it fulfills you, it supports you, it feels good to you. And the second thing that comes from really awakening the heart is where you recognize you are the source of the love that you seek. And we've been talking about this in our self-love class. But you really start to feel it, because the essence of the heart is love, as I've been saying. And, you know, we've been talking about this through the whole course, but someone else and life can only mirror back the level of love that you're already feeling within yourself. And so our intention through this particular class is to be awakening and feeling as much of that love within our own selves and our own bodies and our own hearts, so that we can have that reflected back through our relationships and through other areas of our life. And so that we can be making love-driven decisions in all that we do, even if they're inconvenient or expensive or they disappoint other people. We are choosing to tune into our own hearts and let that be the force that guides our life above everything else. So I want you to think about when you experience love, perhaps in relationship with someone else, or perhaps when you feel a feeling of love, even a love for something, a love for a person. When do you last remember feeling that? Think about, when do you last remember feeling a beautiful sense of love flowing through you, a beautiful feeling of love? Was it with your partner? Was it with your child? Was it with a family member? Was it with a place, somewhere that you experienced, somewhere that you were, something that you were doing that you felt a lot of love for? Say you received a compliment. Say you received some acknowledgement at work, someone telling you you're doing a fantastic job. Say someone came and gave you a hug. Someone sent you a thoughtful message, and you felt that feeling of being appreciated, of being loved, of being cared about, of being acknowledged, of being given love. I want you to think about, where did that feeling come from? That feeling that arose in you, within you. I know it may have felt like it came from outside of you, but that feeling arose from within you, didn't it? And this is what we need to realize, is that no one can reach inside of you and make you feel love, and no one can reach inside of you and take away love from you, because we always think they can. We think that people can take that feeling of love away from us. And yes, the outside world might be the catalyst for us to feel like we're losing love or getting love, but ultimately that feeling arose from within you, didn't it? No one came and planted that feeling inside of you. What we need to realize here is, whenever we're feeling love, we are the source of it. It is coming from within us. Something inside of us opened in that moment and allowed ourselves to experience the love that is always within us. So say someone gave you a compliment. What happened inside of you that allowed you to open up your heart and feel a feeling of love or appreciation or warmth? That happened inside of you. So we need to realize that that all of the love we're feeling is actually originating and arising from within us. Even if it's sort of activated by the external, we are actually the source of it. And just like that as well, no one can actually ever take that away from us. We are the only ones that consciously close off or shut down or disconnect from that love. Maybe because something happened outside of us. Maybe because someone, it felt like someone took their love away and we said, oh, I'm unloved. But that was, again, us shutting down the flow of love within us. So it all originates from inside of you. Even if something outside of it created it, that feeling originates inside of you. You are the source of that love. So sometimes it doesn't even matter how much someone gives you a compliment. If your heart is closed, if you fundamentally don't believe you are lovable, you won't be able to feel it, will you? But I want you to recognize that the opening and closing of your heart is your responsibility and your choice. When you recognize that, you are back in charge of whether love is flowing through you freely or not. No one else has that power over you. I really want you to know that. It is you consciously choosing to open up the flow or shut it down. So how do we open up the flow of love within us? You might even think, what goes on inside of you when you feel those feelings of that warmth and that heart energy flowing through you? Have you taken on board what that person said and made it to be true about you? When that person said, you look beautiful today, and you've begun to think, I do look beautiful today. Oh, and you feel that warmth moving through you. Or someone criticizes you, you take on that thought of, I did something wrong. Oh, then the heart shuts down and you feel contracted. Usually what's happened is we've taken on board whatever happened outside of us and made it to be true. But instead, we can be in charge of that. It doesn't have to be determined outside of us. I know we've talked a lot about this through the course, but I'm talking about this from a heart energy perspective of understanding and feeling when the heart opens or closes. When we let the feeling of love flow through us, or when we shut it down. So ultimately, we want to be living with an open heart, living with the feeling of love flowing through us. So what are the qualities of the heart energy? What does it mean to have an open heart? Well, here's how I describe heart energy. And I'm going to put my hands over my heart as I talk about it, and I want you to feel it. Let's not just talk about it as words. But the qualities of the heart are acceptance, softness, receptivity, letting yourself receive, flow, kindness, generosity, compassion, forgiveness, appreciation, abundance, joy. Endless possibilities. There's no limitations on the heart. The mind's the only one that puts the limitations in there. Heart doesn't have limitations. What does your heart feel like? And I ask you this in the workbook. I ask you to choose, sorry, my table's wobbling. I ask you to choose 5 words that describe what love feels like to you. 5 words to describe what your heart energy feels like. And if you're struggling to feel it, again, you can work with this exercise of putting your hand on your heart, zooming your focus down behind your heart, and just focus on breathing into it. And maybe you imagine the heart being a certain color. I find that useful. Sometimes pink comes to mind. The heart chakra energy is actually green. That could also come to you. Sometimes a beautiful, glowing, warm energy comes to mind. But if you feel really disconnected from your heart, you might hold the intention to spend time every day tuning into and connecting with your heart. You might put your hand over your heart every day and say, I want to build a relationship with you. I want to get to know you. I want us to live in union. I want us to be connected. I want you to consciously choose to build a relationship with your heart energy. You can do that by putting your hand over it and feeling into it every day and breathing into it. So when we want to open up the flow of energy, of our heart energy, it's consciously choosing to connect with it, consciously choosing to build a relationship with it. Choose to consult your heart on everything that you do. Every time you've got to do something, consult your heart. What does my heart say about this? What does my heart say about this? How does my heart feel about this? Does my heart expand or contract at the thought of this? Another key thing, and we talked about this in module 2, that allows heart energy to open and flow is giving yourself full permission to feel what you feel. Not making the heart wrong for anything that it feels, because the heart is the source of your emotions. When you really open up the heart energy, you will have a flow of emotion come through you. So it's consciously choosing to allow yourself to feel whatever the heart feels. Even if it doesn't make sense, even if it's inconvenient. And opening up the heart energy is also about giving and receiving love freely. So you might feel really comfortable giving And what does that look like? How do you let the heart energy flow outwards? But how do you feel about the idea of receiving? Is that when the heart contracts, when you imagine receiving? And if so, just sit and breathe into the idea of opening up your heart. Every time you feel that little bit of contraction around receiving, I want you to breathe into the heart and imagine it opening. What does it look like when your heart opens? Do you imagine maybe like a flower opening? Do you imagine just an opening of energy? Do you feel more of a warmth? I want you to imagine almost that energy can flow in and out of your heart freely. So maybe you're doing a little meditation now. You could do that each day to imagine energy flowing out of your heart and energy flowing into your heart. Energy flowing out, energy flowing in as you're breathing. That's a beautiful way to be working with the energies of giving and receiving love through your heart. I ask you here in the workbook, what activates or connects you with your heart the most? And I would get you even to journal about this even more. What really makes your heart happy? What activates your heart energy? In my Turn Inwards journaling guide, I get you to do an activity around your bliss list. You know, the heart is bliss. It's bliss. It's when it's happy. It's when it's free. It's when it's fulfilled. What makes you feel like that? What brings you into joy? What brings you into bliss? And maybe you want to commit to making time every day for one thing that brings you joy. Maybe you want to hold the intention to bring more joy into what you do. Little things that bring us joy are often things like, you know, nature, people that we love, creativity, things that feel like play, dancing, things that feel like fun, that aren't productive, but just feel like fun for us. We activate the heart energy through forgiveness. We'll talk about that in a minute. Through passion. What are you passionate about? Through the giving and receiving, as I mentioned. Through being kind, being compassionate, being gentle with other people and with ourselves. All of that's the heart energy. But I want you to really think about and perhaps describe the color of your heart, the energy of your heart, the feeling of your heart, what takes you into your heart. I want this energy to just become more familiar to you. And if you just spend this week making that heart energy more familiar to you through being willing to go in and explore it and get to know it, that's a beautiful first step. All right, I'm going to circle back to opening up and being safe in the heart in a moment, but and being safe in the space of love. I want to circle back to that, but I want to talk about what is blocking the flow of love in your heart. What is blocking or shutting down love flowing? Because here's what I've noticed is when I work with people, and this has happened to me, to open the heart, what you then find as you begin to open it is all of the wounds, all of the pain, all of the hurts, all of the stuff that's stored in there. And this is why a lot of us aren't living with full open hearts, because our heart is a bit wounded. Because when we go to open the heart, maybe to experience more joy, we also then have to face and feel the pain that's in there too. And we don't want to do that. And a lot of us avoid what's in our hearts. So let's talk about a few things, and I guide you through an exercise in the workbook around this. So look, for most of us, living with an open heart leaves us feeling very exposed. It can leave us feeling very vulnerable. And as I said, you are most likely someone who has a soft and gentle and kind heart, a big, generous giving heart. You're probably empathic. You probably feel everything. You're probably highly sensitive. And when we're not taught how to protect our hearts in a very constructive and powerful way growing up, we will create unresourceful and unsupportive ways to protect our heart, which usually means shutting it down. And you've probably had some experiences through your life where you've been in that innocent, you know, the heart's very innocent, that innocent, free, loving, generous, beautiful, giving space, and someone has hurt you. Someone has taken love away from you. Someone has taken advantage of you. Someone has done something cruel. Someone has crushed your heart. And that can cause us to shut down the heart completely. But here's the thing. When we build a wall in the heart, which we often do to numb out from feeling what's there, you may feel like it's serving you because it's allowing you to not have to feel that pain that's in your heart. But that wall, that barrier, is also blocking the flow of love. And this is why I find so many people find it hard to feel the love that's within their heart, because they got walls in there that are built to prevent them feeling the pain, but are blocking the flow of love in their hearts. And so for you to fully open your heart, you might need to feel some of the pain that's in there, and you might need to go through some processes of healing that, just healing through feeling, as we talked about in module two. So look, I ask you in the workbook here, what's an experience that you've had in the past? You might have a lot, but think of the main one that comes to mind that left you feeling heartache, rejection, or sadness, and which caused you to close or shut down your heart. Just think about, choose the first one that comes to mind, the most significant one. And when you tune into your heart about the situation, what do you notice? I want you to have the courage to tune into your heart and feel for what arises here, what feelings, what emotions, what sensations, what thoughts, what comes to mind around this, what is being stored in my heart around this situation. And I want you just to spend some moments breathing through it and feeling it. And what I've noticed with people in the heart space is when I usually go to guide people into the heart, they will describe things like, my heart feels tight or closed. My heart feels shut down. I can't feel anything. It feels numb. I feel anxiety in my heart. I feel like part of it is got a barrier on it. And that's the self-protective armor that we've put in place. That's where we've contracted around the heart to protect us. And this can lead us to become cold and distant. This can lead us to become aloof. That's a pattern I often run. This can cause us to, maybe we've lost trust in people, lost trust in life. So we just keep a distance, you know, and we don't really invest in getting close to people. Maybe we don't talk about our thoughts and feelings anymore because we don't trust other people to hold space for us through them. Or maybe we feel that people take advantage when we're honest and when we express how we feel. There's a lot of things that can go on that shut down heart energy and shut down how you're relating to other people to protect the heart. And like I said, all of this is designed. This was set up to serve you at a time when you didn't have a more empowering way to support your heart, a more conscious way to support your heart. So whatever you're noticing in there, I want you to just have compassion for yourself and know that you put some of these barriers in place to protect you at a time where you felt really vulnerable. But we want to find a better way to support your heart energy so that you can live with a free, open heart, but have a lot of support around you to ensure that you're safe. So I guide you here to look at what protective patterns did you decide to create as a result of this hurt to keep your heart safe in the future. And this is what happens when we have a very painful heart-based experience. We will say, that's it, I'm never doing that again. I'm never sharing myself with that person. I'm not getting into another relationship. I'm not going to be honest about how I'm feeling. I'm going to just stay busy with work. I'm going to focus on work. I'm going to stay in control of what's going on in my life and not open up to getting vulnerable with people again. I'm going to stop asking for what I want because I just get disappointed. I want you to think about, what did you decide? How did your behavior change? What belief system did you create, and what different pattern of behavior did you create to keep yourself safe? Did you shut down on your partner? Did you shut down on people? Did you stop interacting? And we just want to look at this because, you know, the awareness is empowering to really see what we set up as armor around the heart. And I often notice this with clients when I go to tune into the heart, and they'll sometimes even see like an armor, like a metallic armor over their hearts that's protecting them. And I want you to think about, how is this self-protective pattern blocking you experiencing the connection, joy, or abundance that you're craving? Because a wall in the heart, no matter how justified, is still a wall. And that wall in your heart that's protecting you from hurt is also blocking you off from love and joy and abundance and everything else that you're wanting to feel. So have the courage to look at that. One of the other things that blocks the heart and prevents the flow of love is when we have resentment and when we're holding on to past anger towards people and we're not practicing forgiveness. And I know that forgiveness, sometimes we feel really justified in why we don't want to forgive, but let me tell you why we need to forgive. You don't forgive to make another person right. You don't forgive to say, oh, don't worry, it was a no issue. It was a non-issue. I'm just going to forgive you. You forgive to set yourself free. You forgive to set your own heart free. Because resentment is another one of these walls that we are carrying in the heart. Who are you angry at? I just feel to ask that question. Who are you still angry at? For things they did to you, for ways they hurt you. What resentment are you still carrying inside of you? What old hurts? Now again, we are not making someone right for what they did to you at all. But I want you to set yourself free. And maybe you want to do some journaling around who do you resent? Who are you angry at? Who hurt you? Who have you not forgiven? Who do you need to forgive? And I want you to do some journaling around that. And when you find that person, what you can do is you can imagine bringing them in to sit with you almost like in a meditation. And I want you to speak out loud to them all the ways they hurt you. I want you to be honest with them and tell them what you're angry at them about and how much they betrayed you and the impact it's had on you. And I want you to voice it because a lot of us are suppressing it. I want you to imagine you can voice it to them. And then I want you to also, and this may be triggering, apologize for anything you did to contribute to the situation because sometimes we play a role in it as well. Is there anything you need to apologize for? Maybe it's not to them. Maybe you need to apologize just that might be triggering for some of you. Just see if that's relevant because I have found that sometimes we need to apologize for the role and the part we played in the dynamic. But then you might just move into forgiveness. What do you want to forgive this person for? And forgiveness is when we look at this person from the eyes of compassion. You were doing the best you could. I know that you wouldn't have intentionally tried to hurt me. I know that you were operating at the level of consciousness you had in that moment. I forgive you. And you might just want to say out loud, just, I forgive you for this. I forgive you for that. I forgive you for this. I forgive you for that. Just say out loud everything you're holding against them. And then I want you to imagine there's an energy cord between the two of you and you get a big pair of scissors and you cut it and you let the energy go back into them and the energy comes back into you. And you make a declaration that this connection is complete. That's a very simplistic way of going through that exercise, but I would encourage you to play around with that. If there's someone that you, maybe write a letter to someone that you have big resentment and anger towards and don't send it to them, but just use that as a way to complete the contract. Burn that letter afterwards to help end that. But that can be a really nice way to wrap up something that you're holding on to that you feel really angry about. I actually talk about that exercise, I think, in one of my podcasts on letting go. I'll link to it in the Facebook group if any of you want it, but it was an old podcast I did on letting go, and I talked through that exercise in more depth. So forgiveness will set you free. Forgiveness will open up the flow of energy in the heart again. I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but this is where I want to go to now, and this relates to what I was saying around almost saying sorry, but maybe saying sorry to yourself, maybe forgiving yourself, because here's what I found. In any situation where we get hurt, we usually on an intuitive level knew either that something was coming or that person was dishonest or we had some red flags going off that something wasn't right here or we had our gut instincts saying you should have a conversation, you should get honest. Maybe we know we didn't put in a boundary when we should have. Maybe we knew we were overgiving and we just kept giving anyway. I want you to get honest. In the workbook here, how did you maybe allow this? I know that's a triggering thing to say, but I want you to get honest just in the part you played because this is what will help you moving forward. If you can recognize your body was telling you something's off here, Your body was telling you this person can't be trusted. You're overgiving. You need a boundary. You need to get out of here. This isn't good for you. And maybe you overrode that. So the way that we heal is when we decide and we commit that we're going to listen to and honor our intuition moving forward, because your intuition will always try to protect your heart. Yes, it wants your heart to be open, but it will tell you when this is not a safe space for you. And sometimes we just keep giving even when we know it's not a safe space. Sometimes that can be the case. So just reflect on, was there any red flags you ignored? Was there any intuitive hits you didn't pay attention to? Were there conversations that you shied away from having, questions you didn't ask, boundaries you didn't implement? It's important to look at that. And maybe you need to forgive yourself for that. Maybe you need to forgive yourself for that, for not protecting your heart enough with someone that you knew maybe couldn't hold your heart. What did you learn from this experience? How can you use this experience to empower you and support you in the future around how you want to handle things? Because the biggest thing with the heart is it needs a strong power center. So you think about your solar plexus being below the heart, and your solar plexus governs your boundaries, your power, you protecting yourself, you standing in your power, you having difficult conversations, you putting in boundaries, you saying no, you no longer overgiving. Your heart needs that. And when you're not doing that, you will have leaky heart energy that will easily get hurt. So what does your heart need to feel safe? If you really want to be having this big giving heart energy, you want to let people in, you want to feel love, you want to be supported and cared about, you want to connect. How do you need to support yourself with that? Do you need to be paying attention to your intuition, having difficult conversations, asking to get your wants and needs met, telling people what you need, implementing a boundary when someone is not honoring you, standing up for yourself and saying, hey, this is not okay. You have to stand up for yourself to protect your own heart. And when you do that, you can live with an open heart, because you'll make sure, like, you're the gatekeeper of that heart. Like Danielle Laporte says, open up your heart wide and then build a big fucking fence around it. Sorry for the language, but that's what she says. You've got to be the gatekeeper to say, I've got this big generous heart and I want to give this love, but you got to show me, you know, that this is a place where I can trust you, where this is safe for me to give you my love. So I want you to think about that. I just know, being a sensitive woman and coaching sensitive women or men, that this is a big area of, this is a big issue for us. And it shuts down our hearts when we need our hearts to be open, because you are meant to live a heart-driven life. You are meant to be living guided by love. You are meant to be feeling the flow of love within your own body. And we need to look at all the ways you have shut down that love. And we want to open that back up again. I ask you here to look at vulnerability. Actually, let me just quickly go to giving and receiving, because this is the other thing. This is the other way you have to protect your heart. You have to be able to monitor the flow of giving and receiving. And I want you to feel into any area of your life at the moment where that feels unbalanced. And you'll know, you'll feel resentment when you're overgiving. You'll feel drained. You'll feel depleted. You'll feel, what does it feel like to you when you know you're overgiving and you're not receiving? And you've got to honor that in your body, and you've got to love yourself enough to stand up for yourself and pull your energy back out of those places where you are leaking it everywhere and where you are not getting what you deserve. So we've got to balance that out. The heart cannot thrive if we are leaking that precious energy everywhere, just giving it to every man and his dog before they've earned it. Just giving it without even thinking about what we're getting back in return. You need to get back in return. You need to be receiving. The heart wants to receive. The heart wants to feel the flow coming back. We need equal flow. So, you know, this is big conversations, and you might sometimes feel unworthy of receiving. You might feel like you have to overgive in order to earn love. You might feel like the only way people like you is if you give to them. You might feel like you don't deserve to get back to the level to which you give. You might feel guilty when you receive. What are these blocks that are preventing you being able to receive? You might feel like you need to pay back and equal out. So if someone gives to you, you might think, oh, well, how do I get the balance back so I can give back to them so that it's equal again, versus letting yourself receive. So I want you to think about that, because the heart needs an equal flow. You deserve an equal flow. And you might just sit in a meditation, imagining things flowing to you. Imagine love flowing to you. Imagine people supporting you. Imagine money flowing in. Imagine people giving to you. Imagine your partner honoring you. Imagine a man or woman loving you. Imagine your friends messaging you because they care about you. I want you to imagine everything you want to be receiving coming to you. And I just want you to breathe into the feeling of letting that in. Open up your heart and let that in. Even if it's uncomfortable, just imagine letting it in. So this is what I ask you. I'm jumping around a little, but I ask you here, where do you want to allow yourself to receive in bigger ways? What do you want to be receiving more of? You need to get honest about that. You need to focus on what you're giving just as much as what you're receiving. What do you want to be receiving? Do you want more love, more support, more connection, more care, more attention, more money, more... what do you want? What does the heart want? What does your heart want? So I get you to look at that. I get you to look at, where do you want to practice greater vulnerability? And sometimes vulnerability will mean asking for what you want, asking for support, letting people know you're not okay, sharing your emotions. And share your emotions, share yourself, not because you're trying to get back anything in return. Do this for yourself. Do it to set yourself free. Because you want to feel what it feels like to live with an open heart. You want to let the love flow out of you. You want to let who you are flow out of you. Remember, no one can take anything away from you. Remember that what I said right at the start, whatever you feel inside of you, it originates from inside of you. No one is reaching inside of you and putting love in you, and no one can reach inside of you and take that love away. No one can take anything away from you, unless you consciously choose to give it away and give power to that person and start telling yourself a story. So we can be vulnerable when we have strong boundaries in place, and we can say, you need to know who you're being vulnerable with. You need to know that they're trustworthy and that you've got a safe space there. But where do you want to practice greater vulnerability? It might just be, like I said, a small thing of saying, messaging someone and saying, hey, I'm not doing well at the moment. I need some support. Can we meet up? I just need to talk about what's going on for me. It might be talking to your manager at work and saying, I'm not coping with this workload. It might be saying to your husband, I need a break. I'm just struggling right now. What does vulnerability mean to you? Where do you want to practice that? And also, where do you want to practice being more open? Open is one of the words I get you to work with this week in the activities, because the word open implies this flow in and out, flowing of your truth in and out, flowing of your emotions in and out, flowing of love in and out, openness. Maybe you just work with the word open. How can I be more open with my energy? How can I be more open with people around me? How can I be more open with my partner? How can I be more open in with myself? I was working with the word open where I would like walk down the street and focus on not wearing sunglasses, not having my phone, and just being open, making eye contact with people. That's heart energy. That's the heart saying, I want to connect. I want to be open. I want to be seen. I want to be heard. I want to be, you know, being in the world with people versus shutting down and protecting and hiding. I feel like what I'm covering today is really big, and I know I'm jumping around a lot, but I hope you can piece all of this together to really feel for what your heart's needing at the moment, where the places are that you're needing to do some work to open the heart. So going back to vulnerability is about being honest and authentic and real. It is about letting parts of yourself be seen that you would normally hide away. It's about letting parts of yourself be seen that you consider to be messy and imperfect and flawed and weak. You know, sometimes letting yourself be weak. We have such a negative connotation around that, but sometimes that allows people to come in and help us, rather than always giving off this impression that we're so strong and self-sufficient, we don't need anyone. The heart, you know, we need each other. Again, the heart has no fear of vulnerability because it knows nothing can be taken away from it. The heart has no fear of opening because it knows no one can actually ever take anything away. And the heart has a limitless supply of love and strength and power within it. So it doesn't fear the expression of that, but it does need to be supported. And the heart also chooses to let its own self-expression be more important than what other people think. So the heart will often guide you just to be really real about what's going on for you because it wants to feel the freedom of being real versus being like, oh, let me control how I'm perceived so that I can get love. The heart doesn't need to get love. The heart is the source of love. When you really get that, the heart doesn't need to get love. It is the source of love. So it has no fear around all this stuff that the mind worries about. Getting hurt, getting rejected. The heart is resilient as well. Do you realize that? The heart is so resilient. And even when you are in the deepest of heartbreak, the heart doesn't care because it wants to feel, and it will feel everything. It will feel everything from the greatest joy to the deepest pain. I remember when I was going through grieving my father, that was the deepest heartache I'd ever felt in my life. It literally felt like someone had split my heart in half. Viscerally, I felt it. But there was such an aliveness that came from being willing to feel at that depth. I let myself feel at the deepest of depths of pain. And I felt free and alive in that moment, even though it hurt like hell. I was free. And that is heart energy. The heart says, give me the greatest pain, give me the greatest joy. I will feel it all because I am strong and I am resilient and I am abundant and I am courageous. And I want to feel it all. I'm not here to be numb. I'm not here to numb down and shut out and close down and be safe and be protected. I am here to feel the wildness of everything that this life experience is going to bring me. Bring me the heartache, bring me the joy, bring me the happiness, bring me the pain, bring me it all. That's how you want to live in your heart. And you know, your heart can heal from anything, your heart can bounce back from anything. And it knows that nothing can ever be taken away. And I felt, honestly, when my dad died, and I wonder if you ever really let yourself feel this with a heartache, your heart actually opens more as a result of the pain. It's like, Rumi said that the wound is where the light enters you. And I felt like in that pain of my dad's death, my heart actually cracked open even more. And my capacity to experience love and joy and experience emotion expanded. So every heartbreak serves you because it actually helps crack your heart open even deeper. If you can see it that way, you never really have to live in fear of the various waves of emotion that life is going to bring you. I just want you to let yourself start to feel it. I know I went on about that, but I was really feeling to share that. Okay, let me just quickly circle back to what I said about opening the heart. I had notes about that earlier up, and I was going to come back to that. Opening the flow of love, I might have already touched on it. But look, opening the flow of love within you means letting yourself experience love, letting yourself experience pain, letting yourself experience life, letting everything move through you. And if that's the biggest thing that you take away from this class, then that's what I want you to take away. The willingness to let yourself feel and experience it all, knowing that the heart has no fear. The heart is so courageous, doesn't fear anything. It's designed to experience it all. It's not designed just to experience joy. The heart wants to experience it all. That's why life is full of disaster and success at the same time. That's why nature is destruction and birth and beauty and disaster all at the same time. Yeah, so I think I covered what I wanted to touch on there. Okay, so now I want you to think about, now that we've kind of got a bit into the heart energy through these conversations, close your eyes and tune into your heart. I want you to take a couple of deep breaths into the space behind your hands. What has your heart been asking for that you have been denying or suppressing? What is your heart asking for? More play, more joy, more freedom, more connection, more love, more passion, more vulnerability, more support? What is your heart asking for? What do you want? What does your precious heart want? Does your heart have any guidance for you? I just heard the words open up, sweetheart. What guidance does your heart have for you? Knowing, like I said, the heart is unconditional love. It wants to experience everything. It wants to give and receive freely, but also be protected through strong boundaries and your personal power. What steps do you want to take to show up for what your heart wants? You know, my heart even is telling me right now, it wants more love. It wants me to let people in. That's part of my heart's guidance at the moment. And what steps do you want to take? Well, something's really calling me just to get into more connection. I've been focusing a lot more on connecting with people, getting out into the world, building relationships and partnerships rather than feeling like I have to do everything by myself. I'm also learning how to get more support in my business. So what does your heart want you to do? Does it want you to be more vulnerable with people in your life? Does it want you to implement more boundaries? Does it want you to go and study that thing that you're really passionate about? Does it want you to prioritize joy and play more and stop being so serious? Does it want you to cry through your pain? Does it want you to forgive someone? What does your heart want? So I touched on the heart qualities right at the start, and we've been talking about them this whole class. But what five heart qualities do you want to embody more of? Do you want more openness? Do you want more courage? Do you want more vulnerability? Do you want more giving? Do you want more receiving? Do you want to work with more compassion? Do you want to be kinder, more gentle, more patient? Do you want to be softer? Do you want to be more playful? Do you want to work with more, you know, the intention of joy? What do you want to embody more of? And how would you like to practice that? This might feel like a really big class. I feel like every class I teach you these days is really big, but, you know, revisit this a few times if you need to. This is a big conversation in itself, so I'm happy to talk about it further in our group coaching call. But if the biggest thing you take away from it, like I said, is to let yourself feel your heart more, build a relationship with your heart, hold the intention to connect with your heart, to be in your heart, to live more from your heart. And to really start to think about what your heart wants and to honor your heart so deeply that you're going to prioritize that over anything else, and that you are going to start to build a life driven by the heart. I even want you to think about, is there anything at the moment your heart is desiring from a really practical perspective? A different job? What are you really passionate about? What do you want to do in the world? Maybe you're on that journey of like, I want to do something different, you know, there's other things I'm passionate about. I want to build a business. I want to help people. Think about it from that perspective too. All right, so practices to work with this week. I said practice being open. We talked about that. Practice opening and being open. You know, beautiful things. I think we talked about this in one of the classes. I do a lot of stretching to open up my heart. We talked about this. One woman said she was doing heart opening stretches in the morning, which is so nice. I stand in the doorway and I put my hands back in the doorway and lean forward to stretch open my shoulders and my heart. I try to do that every day and really breathe deeply into my heart space to help open up that energy, because very often we're like hunched in like this. Connect with your heart each day. You can simply choose to just place your hands over your heart space each day. And take a few minutes just to choose to tune into your heart, to ask it how it's feeling, find out what's in there today, ask if there's anything that it needs, is there any emotion to process, is there any pain going on, is there anything it's telling you. I want you to focus on how to protect your heart without closing it. Pay attention to any red flags in relationships where something feels off. Don't dismiss them. Look at where you need to implement a boundary. Where are you overgiving? Where are you leaking energy? Where are you feeling like you're not getting back what you deserve? Where does it feel like there's a relationship that's toxic, that's not good for you, and you need to put in a boundary? Where do you need to protect your energy more? Is there a difficult conversation you need to have? Where do you need to speak your truth? Ask what you want and need. Tell someone that something's not okay for you. Where do you need to stand up for yourself more? No one is going to stand up for you unless you do. and your heart needs you to stand up for it. You can't live with a free, open heart unless you freaking have your own back. Open up your heart and then build a big effing fence around it. Make sure you are discerning around who comes in and out so that you're really giving your heart to people that you can trust, that you're investing, you're being vulnerable with people that you know you can trust. Practice being vulnerable. What does vulnerability mean to you? Does it mean sharing your emotions with someone, telling someone how you're feeling, being more honest? Does it mean asking for help, letting someone know you're not okay, letting someone support you? Think about what that means to you. Reflect on that and see if there's one way you can practice that. Practice forgiveness, because we don't want you harboring resentment because it shuts down your heart. So is there someone you need to forgive? Do you need to forgive yourself? Where are you resenting someone and holding something against someone? Maybe it's yourself. And forgiveness means I know you were doing the best that you knew how to do in that moment. Forgiveness means there was a learning in this for me. Forgiveness means I'm going to extract the lesson from this experience and make sure I never do it again. Forgiveness means I'm going to send you love and set you free. And choose to open up my heart again. And then work more with embodying heart qualities. So what heart qualities do you want to embody? Compassion, gratitude, abundance, appreciation, softness, love, acceptance, forgiveness, patience, generosity, kindness, care, play, freedom, joy, trust, courage, vulnerability. I've written a whole list there. Maybe pick one of those words each day as an intention, as a guiding word for the day. And see if you can embody more of that quality each day and let it guide your actions and your choices. So my loves, that was our class on heart energy, and that was a big one. I focused a lot on that self-protective armor piece, because as I said, through working with sensitives, I know that it is a big thing, and this might be a big piece of ongoing work for you, but it's a very important area because your heart is your gift. And I know you're in this course because you have a big, giant, loving, generous heart, and the world needs your heart energy. People need to feel you. And so you need to be working on setting yourself free from anything that is shutting down your heart, opening up the heart, and then building those things that you need around you to support you so your heart is protected but not closed. Okay, there's a difference. So if you want to share anything around this class, come into our Facebook group and share your experiences. If you have further questions around this conversation, send it through as a question for our group coaching call. I'm more than happy to talk about it more. I hope you enjoyed this first class. And next week, we are on to talking about intuition and being guided from that deeper inner wisdom. So I hope you will enjoy that too. Loving this journey with you. Absolutely loving these classes. I will talk to you next time. Bye.